Start your day the right way with The Big Show on 3BA.
Time to catch up with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane with The Big Show Entertainment Report. Happy Tracky Dack Friday and happy first jab day to you, Jaden Forster.
Oh, thank you, PT. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. I'm doing really well. I've just got a little bit of a sore arm, which is what you sort of tend to expect when you get the vaccine. But it's sort of just for anybody who's interested, it just sort of feels like a gigantic bruise, essentially. So just taking some painkillers and we'll get on with it. It's more uncomfortable than actually painful.
Yeah.
But I'm doing really, really well.
And you had the Moderna?
I did indeed. Yeah, I wanted to get Pfizer initially, but of course, you know, it's about as rare as hen's teeth to come by Pfizer. So I went for Moderna, but everything is fine.
Fantastic. Great to know. Hey, great to know too, as we talk celebrities, Kylie Minogue plans to move back to Australia. Will she be living next to you in Melbourne?
Not quite, but she's living in the CBD. We're hearing Hawthorne is the area, or the Camberwell area. Around that area is where she will be based. She's certainly already registered her business in the Hawthorne area, so you would expect that the move will happen reasonably soon. Whether it's next week or in a few weeks' time or in a month's time is still unclear, but given she's changed that address, you wouldn't think it'd be too far away. She won't be here all of the time, of course. She's going to be splitting her time between here and a place that she has in Hyde Park in London, and her boyfriend, Paul Solomons, that we've heard so much about over the last couple of years. He's actually going to be staying in London. He's quit his job at GQ magazine. He was the creative director there. Quit his job, but he's going to be travelling backwards and forwards to Melbourne, splitting his time as well between Melbourne and the UK. So after 30 years of living life in London, Kylie is going to be spending a lot more time here, and probably a good thing, I guess. The weather's a bit better and she can sort of slip under the radar a bit more here than she can over in the UK.
Yeah. One of my favourite Australian actors, Samuel Johnson, his life has been veiled in sadness in recent years, of course, with the loss of his sister. But he nearly lost his own life that he's revealed in an interview on The Project.
Yeah, this was earlier in the week. Quite frankly, and to be blunt, it's basically a miracle that he's actually still with us. For anybody who's not aware, back in June here in Melbourne, he was hit by a car. He was crossing the road, heading back to his own vehicle after a brief sort of toilet stop when he got struck, and doesn't know who was responsible. It's just all an accident, basically. He also has no memory of the incident that put him into hospital. He was in hospital for about 6 weeks or so with a fractured skull, a fractured vertebrae, and really other serious injuries. So yeah, as I said, a miracle that he's actually still alive, as he's learned after the fact. Have a listen to a little bit of what he told Peter Hallier on The Project earlier in the week.
By the time they got me to hospital, they rushed me into ICU. I tanked, and I had two loved ones with me, I was told later, that were put into the death room. The one with the fridge and the couch where you're private and you're able to be told the bad news.
That is an incredible story and a harrowing event. And to relive that, although he doesn't seem to have a lot of recollection of the event, as you said.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, definitely intense stuff. He said in that interview too, by the way, that he still has some symptoms from his injuries, of course, as you would expect after these months down the track. But most of things have come good again. He's obviously still doing rehab and still recovering. But yeah, if anybody who saw the interview on The Project, there was a photo as well that he showed from that particular night he was rushed into hospital, the only photo that he has. And it's pretty graphic and gruesome stuff. So it's just even more incredibly amazing that he's actually still with us. But boy, you know, I know we've been thanking doctors and everything for the last 18 months, but you see those sorts of things and you really, really puts it into perspective, just the incredible things that they do every day.
Absolutely right. To wrap it up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Finally, Captain Kirk will actually go into real space, or will he? Talking about William Shatner boarding a Jeff Bezos rocket ship flight to the edge of space.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, at this point in time, everything is set to go to plan. Next week, we're hearing, is when William Shatner will get on a space flight on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin space plane rocket, I guess you could call it. It's more of a plane than it is a rocket. But yeah, really big deal for William Shatner. At the age of 90, he'll actually become the oldest man to go into space if this all does come to fruition next week. He's only up there for like 2 seconds or so. The flight only goes for about 10 minutes and costs an absolute fortune. But look, you know, it's a big deal. It's not really my cup of tea, but good luck to him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually, I take them to task because they're sitting on the edge of space. They're not really in space. So, yeah, but, you know, castle, potato, potato.
Right.
Jaden Forster.
Each to their own.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Always great to catch up. You have a wonderful week and we'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure. Thank you, PT.